Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her mylifeinabook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-Al.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
And we are Frangela, and welcome to
The Final Word!
Idiot of the Week!
Week!
It's where you send us the stupid stories to frangela08@gmail.com. And also, you know, on Twitter and Instagram, all that, you know, at Frangela Duo, D-U-O. And then we mock them.
Yes. We want to remind you that you can watch our TV show, Me Time with Frangela, check your local listings, and pick up our comedy album, Resist.
You can get that at iTunes or at killrockstars.com.
You can also hear us on the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's
every
right.
Friday morning.
Every Friday. This week she's Chris LaVoy is filling in this week.
And so Travis Bone.
And Travis Bone. So it's the Mooks.
The Mooks are running the show.
The Mooks are running the show.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them.
Okay.
First up, you ready?
Yes, this is from Lisa M., and this is her first time sending in an idiot, and Woo-hoo! It is a good one.
This is a good one.
Now, other people sent this, but Lisa, you're the first person, you get this credit, Lisa.
Yes, okay.
This is really good.
Okay, overdoses lead police to alleged drug house that had a drive-through window.
That's right, Lindsay. Lindsay yeah. looks shocked.
Uh-huh.
I bet you can guess what state, though. Florida. So sadly, there were overdoses that led to this discovery, but apparently, William Parrish Jr. and Mackenzie, spelled very crazily, Dobbs, were selling drugs out of their mobile home, and they had signs and said he good business, apparently, to indicate when that was open or closed.
For business.
And they had transformed a kitchen window. Mm-hmm. Into a drive-through window because they didn't want to, it didn't draw attention to having customers regularly entering and exiting the home. I guess having a line of cars they
like
thought
a,
would be
like
less
a Starbucks
suspicious.
Drive-through,
they
girl.
They thought that would be less
yes,
suspicious.
Lindsay, these motherfuckers had a drive-through window on a mobile home.
So they watched them and they said that they were seeing a lot of these incidents of people overdosing in this area, and there were heroin sales going on, and the investigation, it seems like, was fairly easy. They just went and looked at the home for a minute. And this is what I want to say. Thank you, Lisa. Very good eye out. Very good work. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what a business is. If we can for just a moment. Now, when I lived in Toronto.
Right.
I lived in Toronto for a little while, for like a yearish, and I lived in what is considered in Toronto a bad neighborhood, which here thousands of dollars probably. It would just not be. But it was I lived on Queen Street in Roncesvalles near this big park. And there was a crack house, if you will, a drug house around the corner from me. And I've told Frances this before, they put up a closed sign when they got raided. Mm. They got raided and it got closed down. And so they literally put up a closed sign. and the police did that, I think.
Yeah.
And that's how polite they are in Canada. They're like, we're sorry. Hey, we had to close this drug house.
You gotta go someplace else for your crack.
And they did. But this is a whole other thing.
You cannot have a drive-through drug window. Now,
no.
Here's one of the things.
To put more effort into your drug dealing. I'm sorry, you're going to have to get up and answer the door. I'm sorry.
Or go out, stand on the corner or something.
Do hire a child to do it like a regular evil drug lord. What are you doing?
Well, you know what it reminded me of? Well, the first thing I thought of is that, you know, one of the differences between Chicago and Detroit, Angela talked about all the time when we lived in Chicago, was there was drive-through everything.
Yeah, Detroit, Michigan, there's drive-through everything.
There's drive-through everything. It's a car culture.
It surprises me here because Los Angeles is a car culture, and yet there aren't a lot of drive-through things. And I mean everything, from banking to pharmacy to dry cleaning. There is a drive-through for every business in Michigan, and but not heroin. Not heroin, not crack, not meth.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. This stunned me. Like, you know, and on a mobile home, too. It's like.
Because to me, I don't buy this. I don't even buy this story of they thought it would attract less attention. Because I think a line of cars coming and going to your kitchen window is a little bit weird. So I think that would have also. I just think they're lazy as fuck.
Yeah.
That they're sitting there high and they don't like getting up and answering the door. Mm-mm. And finally, like, why don't we just, you know, we should do.
That was so mean. You know, that's so mean.
It's the thing. That if is we were so high mean. Out of our minds, and yep. if we were drug dealers, this is something we would have thought of.
Yep.
You know, but then would have had a moment and gone, oh dude, that's probably gonna look bad.
Oh my goodness,
that's probably not gonna be better.
So not better.
So yeah, no, you can't. No, you can't. I know it's not as convenient, but you've chosen a profession that is doomed, first of all. Second of all, stay in your crime lane. You need a crime that you can do while laying down.
Next up, from Amber M. Wow. California man tried to burn down neighbor's house to get rid of ghost. All right. You know what? Touche. Okay. The California man was caught on camera pouring diesel onto his neighbor's house in an effort to burn a ghost out of the residence.
This is the problem now. Everybody got that ring or something now, yes. Right? So what you should understand is there are cameras everywhere. But so this is what's very upsetting, is that there were people at home and asleep in the house when he did this.
Oh, no.
And they got him out and they got him and arrested him. But he really did think that, okay, let's talk about ghosts. If we can.
Okay, first
Notice
of all.
Notice how you've never seen that work in a movie.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you something. First of all, let's acknowledge that the ghost is already dead.
You know, touché, Francis.
You can't
touché.
Kill a ghost. Ghost, you can't dead a ghost. Okay? Ghosts don't go
that
dead.
That is the best point you've ever made. Thank you for ghost. Cutting to the central issue here.
The ghost which is you can't dead.
You can't re-dead the dead.
No, you can't. No, you cannot. You idiot.
So maybe what...
All you can do is kill live people. You can't kill dead people. Okay? All you can do is get burned down their house so the live people have no place to live. The ghosts gonna stay there. Ghosts gonna be there. You can't evict ghosts, okay?
No, I don't know
unless
why.
You have a little short woman.
A short woman to come in and say, this house is clean. Or, you know, you hire the proper, people. But
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Shit, I will take a Ghostbusters over this plan any day.
Oh, like, if I came out of my house and there was a man with a vacuum and a weird costume on, like, just around my, I'd be like, what are you doing? And if he said, I'm getting rid of ghosts, I'd be like, okay, snap, that's fine. Thank you. You want a tip? But, yeah, I think that you make an excellent point for it.
You can't dead the dead.
Please stop.
Oh my
Understand
God.
The limitations of your abilities, okay? Like, if you're confronting a situation where you think there's a spirit that needs to be dealt with, ask yourself, am I somebody who deals with spirits? Effectively or not effectively? And then, maybe, I don't know, peruse, Google. There's somebody. I guarantee you on Craigslist, there's somebody who would go throw some sage or some shit at that house.
I got plenty of sage, white sage in my crib. I will come and I will sage the shit out of your place. Here's what the homeowner said. He goes, they arrested him. He said he didn't have anything against us. That he thought he saw a ghost in our house. And to me, that's just even scarier.
Yeah, good call. You need to move. I think you may have to anyway.
Yeah.
But he's going to jail because they're charging him with arson and attempted murder. And I also think that he may go to that jail that's a little softer.
Yes.
With
the softer corners.
They have those soft walls.
Yes, softer corners.
Because he's got a lot of problems besides just basic vocabulary issues like ghost means already dead. Amazing.
Next up.
It's from Donnie J. Thank you, Donnie.
You think?
Okay, I can do it.
Okay.
Florida woman's body missing. after wrong body displayed at funeral.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
It's Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
I just knew it would be Port St. Lucie.
Mm-hmm.
Family in South Florida said they went to the funeral home expecting to pay their final respects to their loved one.
Yeah, as you do.
As one does, right.
Mm-hmm.
So Miss Norma Newman's family believed they'd be saying their goodbyes. And this is a quote from one of her siblings.
Her sister.
I went up to view her body. No, this is not my sister. This is somebody we do not know. We did not know the person that was lying in the casket.
Now,
that is very, very upsetting.
It's very upsetting. In your moment of grief.
Eyes are so wide right now.
You go up to the casket, you know, because we've all done it.
I'm trying to imagine what I would do.
Oh, my God.
I think you walk up there, you kind of gather your strength.
Yes.
You look down and you go, who the fuck is this bitch?
Who is this? She's not even black.
I think I would turn around and be like, what the fuck? Going on.
So they weren't certain the body wasn't Newman's because something was missing. So she apparently asked, she says, we asked them about the mole on our aunt's face. Okay. This other family member, they said that they covered it up with makeup. But then she goes, there was no mole there, you know? They, and the makeup couldn't cover it because it was like protruding out of her face.
So what I find interesting about what you find in this article is that the family, and I don't know if this is because they were upset or if this is they hadn't seen each other in a long time,
right, right.
On top of some trauma. And also, yeah, when they, we all know that if you've gone to funerals and if you've seen bodies prepared, that sometimes people look very different.
Different, yes.
And so I think that it sounds like what happens is this happens and they're having a moment of refusing to believe because it seems absolutely ridiculous that they would have the wrong body in the casket since they had one job. One job.
That's all you got at the funeral home. One job.
Fuck the flowers.
Yeah.
Fuck the music. fuck the man in the suit nodding his head at the door. No, get the right dead person in the room. That is the one. So I think they were having trouble and they're like, well, maybe it is her and they just did a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So the mole was one of the clues. Then they go on to say, at this point, we didn't know where my aunt's body was. So we don't know. Okay, we came here to mourn the loss of my aunt and this is what we get and nobody is taking ownership. We don't know.
Oh,
many questions, unanswered questions. That's not right. And you know what I want to say to you, Marsha Durant Harris? You're right.
Yes.
That is not right.
Because you
somebody
know what?
Has to take. You can't all just stand. This is what I think happens. They're like, you be the, you know, right. I'll be the funeral home person. Okay. You be the family.
I'm sorry. This isn't my aunt. In
Are
this
you sure?
Yes, I am sure. She had a mole. She had a mole on her face.
We covered it with makeup and
No. She had a protruding mole that you would be able to see.
Sometimes in grief, our eyes flatten things.
This is not her.
Why?
I need you to take...
Why can't it be her?
I need
would
you.
Would she have been a happier person if she'd been this person?
No.
So what do you have against saying goodbye to this person?
Well, because also somebody who's missing this person needs to have this person.
Look,
this
all
is
bodies
not my person.
Need funerals. Are you saying that you are unwilling to show up for this dead person?
Yes, I am.
Wow, that is really messed up.
Do you know, y'all, seriously.
How can you not accept responsibility?
The family said the funeral home employees acknowledged something was wrong 3 days later.
Yeah, when the other family came in and went, who the fuck is this? Now, this is my thing. I know that there's this saying, the customer is always right. Right? And then we've moved far from that, I think, in service. We've moved really far away. I find increasingly when I'm dealing I can't tell you how many situations where you know something's wrong and the people behind the counter, the people you're dealing with, fight you on it.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating. I really feel like this is one where you don't have to argue.
You shouldn't have to argue. You shouldn't have to argue this.
Because you didn't know these motherfuckers at all when they came into the funeral home dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the people coming there do. So my thing is, if they say that's not her, that's not her.
Yeah.
Then your job is to go in the back room, the basement, wherever the fuck you keep things, and be like, y'all seen that other woman?
Here's the deal.
How far could they have gone?
Here's the deal.
Like,
the family believes have reason to believe that the body, they buried the body several days before the actual funeral. So even worse, this is what I love about it. This is what I love. They said, okay...
Think this might have been premeditated?
This is premeditated.
Oh, that's what you're going? Ooh,
that's where I'm
that's
going.
That's even worse.
That they buried the wrong body, so somebody...
But hey.
Somebody else had
this,
a funeral
woman
for...
Kind of close.
Kind of close.
Woman.
But they had a funeral for the actual aunt several days before. put her in the ground.
Somebody else's family member
who they didn't even notice.
Or, you know,
they could have had a closed casket.
Which a lot of people do. So that could have happened. Yeah. And they're like, well, we're just going to put her in there. And, you know, people are upset anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's important here is that the body's in the ground and that people got the time together. That's what's important.
You know what? It's just the mourning process is really what this is about.
It's not really about, was it my loved one, a different love stranger? Yeah.
No, that's not
what this is about.
Dead is dead.
Dead is dead. You know, I just can't. You can't do that and then be like, and then 3 days later go, you know what? Ring, ring, you know what? We noticed that there may be some of this a story you were telling about how that wasn't your aunt.
So do you make the other people who think that they buried the right person dig that body up?
Yes,
give you back
do.
Your body.
Yes, you do. And I'm going to tell you why. And I hope it bankrupts them because these people don't belong in business because they have one job and their reaction to it says more to me than even the mistake.
Yeah.
Right. The idea that they didn't immediately stop and just go, oh, my goodness, I can't believe this happened. They would still have a right to be. But you know, but then to deny it and try to gaslight these people.
I mean, gaslight. That's a serious gaslight, too.
I mean, you've got to have some really, really big ovaries to try to pull that off.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I could do it without laughing.
Yeah.
I don't think I could go, well, that's no good. Okay, it's not your aunt. Look, here's what happened. We had a temp-in, and then I spilled coffee on the toe tags, and things just got, it's been fucked up in here for like a week. And we were hoping that you'd be okay with this, because we buried like 6 people. We don't know which one it is.
We don't know who it is.
But you know what we're going to do? We're going to roll up our sleeves and get to digging, because this is our fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, just hand, but you go argue with people and say, oh, we covered it with makeup, and they're like, no, you couldn't cover that shit. It was an inch out her face.
Yes, right. They used to scratch me when I was a child.
Yeah, I got fond memories.
I think there's
a
twin in there.
Oh my God, that's so freaky. You know, that freaks me out.
Yeah.
It grosses me out.
Okay.
When people have a bump and they open it and there's like teeth and hair in it. Ah! It's so freaky. Vestigial
twin.
It's so freaky. I was worried that I had one of those on my neck.
Vestigial twin?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know what? Seriously, they need to be closed down. That's not okay.
Read this last one.
This is from Demetrius P. Thank you. Florida's had a really good week.
Yeah.
They hadn't been showing up in the stupid, but they really have making up for it. Florida woman threatened hair salon employees with a machete. That's not the end of the story, let's see.
No.
She then pooped in a patrol car.
Yeah.
Bonita Springs, Florida.
Mm.
This woman was arrested after deputies say she threatened people inside a hair salon with a machete. Apparently what happened, reports said the suspect became unhinged. I believe that is a kind
word
way to describe the situation.
Yeah.
So she collected her things and went to the parking lot before returning a few minutes later. Something went on in this, obviously, that went on in this hair salon she didn't like. So she collected her things and went to the parking lot, and then she returned a few minutes later and she threw herself against the glass storefront.
Wow.
Repeatedly.
That smells like meth to me.
I hope so. Either that or she's a zombie, because that's the only other creature I've seen do that.
Yeah.
So the owner locked the salon. Good call. Because they feared for his life. Then she got, as he went to go try to lock the door, she had a machete and she began swinging it.
Wow.
Within 7 or 8 feet of the door. Then she changed directions and pointed her machete at the owner's truck and his two Labrador retrievers inside.
What?
Implying she was going to hit it and kill them. She turned towards another car as a deputy arrived on the scene and yelled at her to stop and drop the weapon. After a few ignored commands, which... bad call on that. She dropped the machete to the ground and stepped away. The deputy took the machete into evidence and put her in handcuffs. So while he puts her then in the back of the patrol car and he went into the officer to interview people in the salon. While that was going on, she decided to express herself through poop. And she pooped in the patrol car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So here's the thing.
First of all, I need to see what her hair looked like because this might be the
mugshot. And it's like she's got a short kind of like afro, but it's got a little more like some kind of interesting texture to it. And the top is bleached blonde.
See, because maybe, you know, because if she got a bad do, then maybe.
I mean, it's not something it looked fine on her.
Okay.
I do need to know what you're talking about here. I do need to know is what happened in the salon?
What happened in the salon?
Because did she take the drugs during the salon. Like, and it doesn't say anything about her being on drugs here. We're making that assumption.
Yeah.
Because we feel that, like, poop and machete equals meth. That's kind of where we go.
And unhinged. And throwing yourself.
It smells like meth.
Smells. Oh, girl, smells like I can over like all the way over here, I can here. Smell meth.
Methy like a motherfucker.
I can smell meth.
But I need to know, like, what happened in the salon. Mm-hmm. And when you throw your body against glass.
Yeah. That's a problem.
That is a really big problem.
That's a problem. Okay, well, let's look at who we got. We got overdoses lead police to alleged drug house that has a drive-through window. We got the California man trying to burn down his neighbor's house to get rid of a ghost.
We have the Florida funeral home that gave put the wrong body on display, and the woman who threatened salon employees with a machete and then pooped in a patrol car because cops love that.
I'm going to go with the people who had a drive-through window selling drugs, Angela.
I'm torn. And I think, because I do think that they deserve it, but I think I, because of your reasoning, I think I gotta go with man who burns down a house to get rid of a ghost.
Because there was a time, Angela.
There was a time in this country.
There was a time in this country, Angela, where if you were a ghost, all right, you were dead already. You didn't
people
have to worry.
That.
People knew that. You didn't have to worry about people. They respected it. You didn't have to worry about somebody trying to come try to kill you again.
No, you didn't have to live in terror of death.
No, you did not.
That shit was over. Okay. That was done. The attacking of ghosts did not come out that way. There was a time in this country when we knew what the fuck a ghost was.
Right?
Like Casper.
Right.
Did you ever see anybody successfully run over Casper?
No.
Like, what horror films are you watching? There was a time in this country when people took horror films seriously.
Yes, they did.
Okay,
Angela.
And they understood the parameters and the definitions of simple words like ghosts. There was a time in this country, Francis.
Angela, there was a time.
When you, I know you say to yourself, gee, it would be more convenient if the way we make money didn't require me constantly getting up to answer the door. There's got to be a way to simplify this drug dealing game.
Right.
There was a time in this country when people understand that to be a drug dealer, there's still work involved, boo. Mm-hmm. You still got to walk around, stand, carry shit, hide, run. It's not a job for lazy people. It really isn't.
It really isn't.
I know it seems like it would be, but it really isn't. You know, there's a time when we respected the drug game.
Yes, we did. Angela, there was a time in this country. There was a time in this country where when you went to a funeral,
it wasn't like a bingo situation.
No, it was not. I
mean, there were no surprises.
No, it wasn't in the advent calendar. You poke a hole and see what you get.
No,
okay?
You ain't never been on the way to a funeral. There was a time in this country where you knew you were never on the way to a funeral. Who you think it's going to be? Like that, there's no surprise. It's not like the masked fucking singer. It's Aunt Judy. You know what I mean? You knew that she might not look like Aunt Judy exactly, but it was going to
be Aunt Judy. I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela B. Shelton.
We are Frances. Thank you so much for listening to
The Final Word.
Idiot of the Week. Week, 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 week.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.